Sunday, March 25th, Guanajuato's monumental statue of Christ the King is the backdrop to Pope Benedict XVI's first Mass on Mexican soil. This giant bronze statue, 22 meters high, crowns the Cerro del Cubilete, its arms reaching out towards León City, embracing the region renowned for being the wellspring of Mexican spirituality. This statue is a tribute to the price that thousands of Mexican Catholics paid for religious freedom in the last century. They were known as Cristeros, and their motto was Viva Cristo Rey, Long Live Christ the King.
Our nation is under siege. A plot to poison the minds and hearts of our people. This threat will not be tolerated.
Would they really kick out an old man like me?
The Federalists are coming!
They're coming!
An epic film is now bringing their story to life. And according to Mexican businessman, proud father of four, and erstwhile film producer Pablo José Barroso, it couldn't come at a more appropriate time.
It's very peculiar or very important that the Holy Father goes down to Mexico, to the heart of where this really started. No, he's celebrating a Mass in Guanajuato, in the Cerro del Cubilete, where is the monument of Christ the King, and the apostolic delegate in 1923 was deported from Mexico because he blessed the construction of this monument. So it's very interesting, and we didn't plan it, and I think the Holy Father didn't plan it either, to go down there and celebrate a Mass there where the heart, not only geographically but also spiritually, of Mexico is there. No?
There will be no stopping the uprisings now. Over 20,000 men, but no leader. He is a great man, capable of doing great things.
The film is one of the biggest and most expensive in the history of Mexican cinema, and it tracks the 1926 to 1929 Cristeros War, when, in an attempt to stop the government's goal of secularizing the nation and stamping out the Catholic faith, ordinary people took up arms in a spontaneous uprising.
You want me to make an army out of a group of ragtag peasants?
We must stand up and resist.
All you have is belief, but belief will not save them in battle. Do you have proper weapons, an ammunition supply? Do you have a central command?
Surely you have read about our victories
and your defeats.
General, that's why we want you.
The revolt was sparked by anti-clerical legislation passed by the then Mexican president, Plutarco Elias Calles. The laws were known as the Calles Laws, under which all church property was seized, all foreign priests expelled, and the monasteries, convents, and religious schools closed. The persecution that followed became so fierce that in 1926, Calles ordered the original statue of Christ the King destroyed.
In defiance of a regime, he joined a fight that was not his own.
You cannot fight for something you don't believe
in. I believe in freedom.
Turned a rebellion into an army.
We will fight with honor.
For the greater glory sees, among others, Andy Garcia as the reluctant hero General Enrique Gorostieta Velarde, and Peter O'Toole as an utterly convincing elderly and compassionate priest who pays the ultimate price for his faith.
Stand up for what you believe.
Ahead of the Pope's departure, Vatican journalists were given the rare treat of a special preview of the film, directed by Dean Wright. For the Greater Glory follows the true life stories of many of those who went on to become martyrs for the faith, some of whom have since been canonized and beatified.
The stories about the persecution to the church in 1926, where the government tried to put into practice some of the new constitution articles, and those were unacceptable for the church. You know, you needed to be The priest needed to be married. In order to get your confession, you needed to have a representant of the government in front of you to hear, so you could do that. Foreign priests and bishops had to be deported. It was only the national ones that could stay. It was so difficult times that so the church said, well, under those circumstances, I want to be under the law, so I cannot obey that. So I cannot. The easier way to solve this is to stop all the services. No, so when they left and they canceled all the services and many of the priests were deported, Mexicans felt that they didn't have anything. No, they didn't have a way of baptizing their children, of marrying themselves, of mourning their dead people. So when the government tried to make an inventory on the churches to close them, so to avoid any pillage or stealing from the churches, people saw the soldiers came into the churches, so they felt that this was like something beyond what they were already had accepted, so that's where the armed resistance started, no? But I think the most important part of this story is beyond that it's true, and beyond that John Paul II canonized 15 of them, and Pope Benedict has beatified 16 of them, and 8 of them are in the movie. I think it's a story that you should watch because with a big scope, we have great actors. We have Andy Garcia, Peter O'Toole, Eva Longoria, a lot of very talented actors. Also, we have the music is marvelous, and it was composed by James Horner. He did the music for Avatar, for Titanic, and for Braveheart. So all the ingredients are there.
Perhaps one of the most moving stories told is that of 14-year-old José Sánchez del Río, who was beatified by Pope Benedict in 2005. Excellently portrayed by the young Mexican actor Mauricio Curi, suffice it to say that there wasn't a dry eye in the house as the story of one of the youngest martyrs in the Cristeros War unfolded before our eyes.
And found inspiration.
Why are you here?
We want to be Cristeros, mi general.
In the courage of a boy.
Jose, I've never had a son, but if I did, I would want him to be just like you.
But what motivated Barroso, a man who prides himself on being but a simple businessman, to bring this story to life?
Well, I think every Catholic, as we're baptized, have the obligation of spreading out and share the world the message of God, of love that God came to bring us with his son Jesus 2,000 years ago. He's alive. He's not a human being that came here and died and that's it. No, he's the Son of God. He's one of the three persons in the Holy Trinity. He's alive. He's even here with us. And I think humanity is seeking, we're human beings that are spiritually bonded, and I think the emptiness which society and the humankind is lacking now is what only God can give us that to us. So that's why I'm as a lay people, as a real estate developer, think that we are part of the church. So we have to do our job also and spread the word that Jesus is alive, that he loves us, and what a better way than movies. Well, John Paul II told us that we needed to seek for different ways of new evangelization. So I think the media, yes, can get to all audiences from children. And if you see everything that we are grabbing by those mediums, I think it's very important that we can put some good quality content there. No?
Although the story of this film recounts events in the last century that may seem far off and long ago, Barroso says its theme, that of religious freedom, is particularly relevant and poignant to our times.
The movie is very important because it's people fighting for religious freedom, which is now very difficult in these times, not only in Egypt where they are killing Christians, but it's also in America where they are forcing you to do things that are against your moral values. So I think it's a very relevant story that the Holy Spirit led us to do.
Today we are going to send a message. Freedom is our home, our wives, our children, and we will defend it or die trying. Que viva Cristo Rey!
Apart from breathtaking locations which sweep throughout central Mexico, high-quality performances from international and local cast, and amazing action sequences for the uninitiated, For the Greater Glory is not only a lesson in history, but the real price that can often be paid for standing up for what you believe in.
You must remember that men will fire bullets, but God decides where they land.
For the Greater Glory opens in cinemas in Mexico on April 20th and in the USA June 1st. I'm Emer McCarthy.